Hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
So I need to get this to, let's see. Yeah, that's the copy for you. I've got a case that has been dismissed, and I'm trying to preserve the record. And Judge Lunan has said that he is no longer has jurisdiction. He doesn't have judicial jurisdiction, but he has administrative obligations. He doesn't want to preserve records because he admitted to diligence and competency violations. It's a double jeopardy case, so they've torched the records. The states erased all of the case records, and I've still got a motion that I'm the only one that has standing. And I said, let's preserve the records. So I need Craig Powell, whoever's the boss, to make an emergency ruling. The Judicial Conduct Commission's opened up a case against the judge, and there's evidence of that inside of here, as well as post-dismissal. The prosecutor called the hearing, doesn't have standing. He's asked for a copy of audio, didn't have standing.
So you already had these stamped, assuming, by Mindy?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure that's an official here, that isn't something you put on.
Yeah, okay. I submitted a filing electronically, which the clerks have not put into the record.
And when did you do that?
A week ago. So in the post-dismissal hearing, the judge, when I was speaking, preserve my record, shut his microphone off. He shut my microphone off three times while I was asking to preserve records and issue subpoenas. Shut his mic off. So it's all documented.
My understanding, Mr. Allen, is you've been directed to go through Bryson King at the AOC. Is that correct?
I'm working with him as well, but okay. Because the state is...
My understanding is you're supposed to go through him for everything.
Well, no, he's just doing a back-end audit.
That's not what he's told me.
Well,
he's told me to refer you to him.
Well, those need to go to a judge because...
They'll go to a judge. Yeah, they'll go to Judge Powell.
Okay, all right. So I am working with him. I've given him a list of things to do. But the state just requested post-hearing. They got an audio, and I don't know why they're still meddling in the issue that's supposed to have been dismissed.
Because... Sounds like everybody's meddling in the issue that was dismissed.
Well,
they
just won't preserve the record. They just won't preserve the record.
I don't know what you mean by preserve the record.
The Zooms have been erased. The WebExes I've asked for. Subpoenas I've asked for a long time ago.
We don't erase anything.
Okay. Well, that's what Dan Burton at the state, I did a grammar with him. He says, everything's been erased. We expunged it.
That's the AG's office.
Yeah, and I said, the cases...
Well, but you have cases that are expunged, right?
I do, but this case here is not expunged.
Yes.
And that's what
and
he's...
And you've been able to get the audio on these.
I've been able to get it from you guys, but the state prosecutor that came at me said, we don't have any records. We've deleted everything.
They won't have records.
But they won't. The court is the one that keeps the record.
But the prosecutor should have records of 3 years of prosecuting me.
The case was resolved. They probably destroyed.
They don't destroy...
But that's not a court problem. That's a problem with them, not the court.
I know it is.
So, yeah. And we can't tell them to do something.
I know. They're trying to blame you guys.
No, everything that's been done on your cases is on the record.
I know. And they're saying the court ordered us to expunge things, so we destroyed everything.
Well, if the judge signed an order granting an expungement...
He didn't.
He did in two cases. Judge Brady did.
I know, but in this case he didn't because...
Not this case, yeah.
That's, it's on my motion. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, we're going to keep it open because it's a double jeopardy violation.
Oh.
And so the state is saying, we don't have any records. And they're trying to blame the judge.
That's nothing that this court can do.
Oh, I know, but that's what this is about, is preservation of all the records and notification that... the state is trying to lay blame on the court because of their actions to destroy stuff.
That sounds like more of something that you would file as some sort of...
Probably
with the state bar or in the office for them.
I'm doing that as well. But with the judge retiring in a month, I don't want anything related to this case to be destroyed.
It won't be by the court.
So that's what this is to alert, because
but
judge.
The court can't order other agencies not to destroy things.
I'm not asking them to do that, but I'm just putting Judge Lunan's boss on notice as to what is going on, because Judge Lunan says, I don't have authority. He has administrative obligations to preserve the record, and he's trying to.
Yes. That's what the clerks do, is preserve the record.
But he's saying on the last page of this, on the last two pages of that affidavit, he's saying, I'm out. Mr. Allen's filing stuff to preserve. I'm out. I can't make any decisions.
He can't.
Administratively, he has to preserve the record.
I think we have a miscommunication on what preserving the record means. So,
what,
but I will get these two.
What does it mean? Out. What does it mean?
So preserving the record of what had the things that happened here at the court, recordings, minute entries, those are preserving the record as far as the court is concerned. Now, how the county attorney's office, the county attorney, defense attorneys, the AG's office, you know, we don't have any say on how they preserve their records. So we can't tell them how to do their thing, and they do whatever it is they're tracking, how long they keep their things. The court is always there.
Okay. So are the videos, because I'm requesting the videos. Can I get copies of the videos?
Can you get copies of the videos? Of what kind of videos?
Of the WebEx hearings.
Of the WebEx hearings?
Yeah.
That's probably a grammar request.
Well, okay, I did a grammar, I got the audio,
mm-hmm.
but I like the video.
Okay, that has to come through my boss, upper, for you to be able to get the video.
Okay, and can I do a motion or a petition?
You would do a grammar request.
Okay, and who...
Is that correct? Because it's not...
And who do I direct that to?
You would direct that to Mark Urey.
Oh, Mark? Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
Yep,
okay.
He's the one. And if it's a legit grammar request, because we've been taking him your other ones, and he's kicked them back because he says they're just copy requests. So, but because all of it, everything you're asking for is in the record that you're asking for. Now, if it's something that's not in the record, such as, well, sometimes we have police officers come in here and they want a video of somebody that came into court and is going up on, you know, takes the elevator and goes up on a floor, that's a grammar request.
Okay.
Because we don't keep those things, because it's just somebody coming and going.
Yeah.
But they might have committed a crime when they stepped out of the elevator and smashed somebody over the head. So the police want that. Those are the kind of things that are grammar requests, things that don't normally go into the record.
Okay. But the court WebEx, so I do have a grammar request in for correction of a record.
Mm-hmm.
So there was an omission back in 2016 in the certified clerk certificate. They left out one entry that said the case was trial canceled, case settled. So Tracy was working to get that corrected, and that grandma has not been responded to in a timely manner.
Is that in a Judge Brady case?
That, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can't talk to you about that. That's a Tracy deal.
Okay.
I'm only with Judge Lennon.
Okay, all right.
So, yep, and if it's a note and it's made in blue, that's a note. There is no document attached to it. And when we cancel a hearing, it puts that little blue note and says, this hearing has been canceled. There's no document attached to it.
Yeah, but that's what I've been prosecuted for, a settlement agreement that never existed.
But that has nothing to do with a blue note that says it's been canceled.
Well, should it not show up in the certified judgment certificate as well?
No, because it's a note. When we use our software, it's called Chorus. When we use that software and say somebody calls us and says, attorneys, and they say, hey, we need to continue this hearing. We're not ready. We haven't got all the discovery. We need to continue the hearing. Can we get 2 more weeks? And they'll do that a lot. And the state come back and says, we agree to the continuance off the record. Then when we change the date, it puts that little note in there. Says, this has been canceled, and then it'll show a new schedule date.
Okay, but there was...
And there's no paper attached to it.
Okay. There was an audio recording of a settlement agreement that got erased by your IT department automatically.
Now, is this a Judge Brady?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just asking on the... I'm just asking technically, how does that work when somebody leaves a voice message? Who would they have left that with that would it have been left with the clerk? Because... It was that recording that has caused me a lot of problems because it got erased. Nobody ever memorialized a settlement.
So IT called somebody and left a message?
No, my attorney called and left a message with the other attorney, and that got erased, and that was the basis of a settlement agreement.
Well, that wouldn't come through the court's phone system. That's from attorney to attorney, from their phone to the other phone.
Well, it was attorney to attorney, and
and it's not through here.
No, well, they did a three-way call.
And did somebody answer, or they left
a message? No, they left a message.
Yeah, that's not a record.
Well, and that's what I got prosecuted for.
Okay.
That's an attorney issue.
I know.
So that you need to focus your attention on the attorney that was.
Well, it's part of the whole thing, because there's five cases that resulted from that one thing. So I've been prosecuted for the sins of the prosecutors and the attorneys.
Okay. I will give these to Judge Powell. I'll have his clerk enter them and get them to Judge Powell.
All right, thank you.
Okay,
and you are you Trina?
I am.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This has cost me $700,000. It's made me homeless. I've lost my daughter. And the Utah bar is trying to blame you. And the attorneys, he hid evidence for 3 years. My attorney had 9 active investigations when this was going on. So there's about 15. There were 15 active investigations. Then I turned David Levitt in. And he dismissed my case, but then my accuser put heat on him, filed a federal complaint against him, and weaponized against him. So then they retaliated with this one because I told the truth.
I'm not familiar with the past. I know.
So that's what this is.
I mean, we see thousands of cases.
I know here, this is the capstone of the misconduct that I'm reporting. And so the JCC, the OPC, my senators and legislators, I'm just saying, hey, I shouldn't have to police the bad prosecutors. And a bad prosecutor that lies in front of a judge should not be in the system. And somebody that withholds Brady evidence for 3 years shouldn't be in the system. I mean, they deceived the appellate court judges. They withheld evidence. And it was through grandma appeal that I found the recording, and I had not agreed to those terms. So I've been prosecuted for everybody's sins but mine. So anyway, that's the backstory.
Okay.
That's why you've had a flurry of papers.
Yes. So
anyway,
I understand that.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
I'll get that off the mark then.
Okay, yes. That's where you'll need to find
it. All right, thank you.
And they do know here if you turn it in here.
Can I just do it electronically?
Just send it into the Provo filing.
Okay.
And then we'll get it where it needs to go.
All right, thanks,
okay.
Trina.
You're welcome.